It's Weekend Edition here on 90.1 WABE. I'm Jim Burris. Brian Sharp's day job as a local police officer involves a gun and a badge, but his other gig involves a microphone, a country song, and a dream of Nashville. Well, to get there, Sharp started a Kickstarter campaign. If you're not familiar with Kickstarter, it's a web portal where a person sets a financial goal and a timeline for raising a certain amount of money. People make donations, but if Sharp comes up just $1 short, everyone gets their money back, and he gets nothing.
Yeah.
Guitarist John Harwell and Brian Sharp joined me in WABE's Studio 4 yesterday, where they played for me an original song and a Zac Brown Band cover. And I began by asking Sharp about what he planned to do if the Kickstarter campaign comes through.
So I'm trying to go back in June and make like a 6-song EP album. To include Run Fool Run and 5 of the original songs.
How much does that cost?
The total for everything, mixing and producing the CD, probably doing a video for one of the songs, is going to run about $5,000.
Well, I might take a plane to California. I've heard that they party night and day. Or I might take a train on down to Georgia, 'cause I ain't got nothing in my way. And she said, run, fool, run.
Every day I get up and check the Kickstarter to see where it's at, and you know, I got another $25 pledge this morning, which was fantastic. But that's tough. You know, it's tough. It's a tough business to get into. It takes a lot of money, and it takes a lot of time and effort and energy. And that can be draining. But, you know, it's something. It's been my dream since I can remember. And I'm not going to stop. And I think the more that we get out there and let people hear our music and get on board with what we're trying to do, that'll all come. I think it'll all fall into place.
Well, I guess they never understood me. Sometimes I wonder who's right or wrong, 'cause I love what the road has to offer. And when I'm on the road, I feel at home.
There are a lot of people on Kickstarter, a lot of people kind of chasing their dreams. Why should people chip in 10, 25, 50 bucks to support yours?
That's a tough question. You know, I think they should support as many folks as they can. Obviously, I'm a little bit partial to my project because I know how hard I'm going to work to make it a success. I think that would probably be the key, is I'm willing to put in the work and the effort that it's going to take to make it a successful product. And there are incentives on there, you know, for different pledge amounts as far as what you get. And the main thing is going to be the album, the product itself. And just to know that they were a part of something that made somebody's dream come true. It's not every day that you're able to do that with a couple of bucks.
Well, I could tell that it was over when her lips met mine. It was an emptiness in her voice, a hesitation when she smiled.
Well, Brian Sharp, thanks for coming in this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It was just so plain to see.
As of this morning, Sharp had about $3,600 to go. We certainly wish him luck. You can hear this and other features by heading to our webpage, wabe.org.
I saw goodbye in her eyes. I don't think I can change it. There's no way to disguise. We will never make. Sometimes I feel like a clown who can't wash off his makeup. The life she wanted, it was gone. And Prince Charming, I wasn't. But I would trade a thousand Babylons to be in her arms tomorrow. Oh, but like the tide, her love's coming on, and it's time for me to go. I saw goodbye in her eyes. I don't think I can change it. There's no way to disguise that we will never make it. Should I hold on to what we've got, or is it just a waste of time? The one thing that I know for sure, I saw goodbye in her eyes. I saw goodbye in her eyes. I know that it's over.